An award-winning advertisement for M-Pesa shows money flying from a smiling son's mobile phone, handled from his luxurious city desk, into his mother's cell phone, which she keeps in a sash while toiling a field in the countryside.
Now you can send Pesa fast and safe using Safaricom's new service, M-Pesa.
M stands for mobile. Pesa is Swahili for money. Safaricom, an affiliate of British-based Vodafone, is Kenya's leading mobile network operator. M-Pesa was initially designed with help from the British Department for International Development as a tool for microfinance. It was then developed and fine-tuned in Kenya as mobile money for the general population. Another video circulating on the internet with sweeping music and equally sweeping landscapes is this documentary which praises M-Pesa, now in its fourth year of commercial existence. The movie also tells the story of goat seller Emmanuel Sironga.
As pastoralists, we have to travel long distances in search of greener pasture. M-Pesa has made our lives easier.
M-Pesa allows users to send money to others through their mobile phones and pay more and more items, from bills to groceries, school fees, hotel bookings, and even salaries and taxi fares. Digital amounts are exchanged for cash at any of the 25,000 M-Pesa agents or at banks and ATMs. Deposits are free, but there are fees attached to transfers and withdrawals. Person-to-person transfers and bill payments cost the equivalent of about 40 cents, while withdrawing money is on a sliding scale. Withdrawal of $100 costs about $1. But Kenyans have been willing to pay these services, as millions of M-Pesa transactions now take place on a daily basis.
What's really been lacking are technologies created by Africans for Africans.
G. Pascal Zachary teaches a class about technology and development in Africa at Arizona State University. He calls M-Pesa a major success story.
This is the first example in the digital age of a brand new service technology system being spawned in an African country. So people need to spend a lot of time trying to understand how this happened in a supposedly backward place like Kenya. And what does it mean for what other African countries can do to incubate appropriate solutions?
One of those doing just that is William Jack, an associate professor in the Department of Economics at Georgetown University in Washington.
It's really uplifting to go to Safaricom headquarters in Nairobi and see all these very, very professional, highly qualified Kenyans running the place, very many of whom are women, by the way.
Jack recently co-authored a detailed research paper called The Economics of M-Pesa. While many other companies are trying to develop mobile money across Africa, Jack says several factors have helped Safaricom with M-Pesa, including having a dominant position in Kenya's voice market. Jack says this gave users confidence in the service. The Economist says Safaricom has also been able to effectively integrate M-Pesa into Kenya's banking system. He is not surprised the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation has commissioned him to do more M-Pesa research.
This looks like it might be a way to make people's lives better. I mean, the good thing about it is that, you know, it's sustainable. People want this stuff. They're willing to pay for it. And so there's no need for continuing subsidies from outside to sustain it. And that's really what you... That's the kind of thing we're looking for in development, is sustainable innovations that are valued enough by people to pay for them.
Jack hopes to see similar success in other sectors of Kenya's economy.
One has the impression that the country doesn't produce anything else anymore, that it's just mobile telephony. I think we have to remember that, you know, there are lots of other sectors of the economy in which a lot of people could be employed that also need innovations like this.
In an increasingly competitive market for mobile money in Africa, M-Pesa has since been launched in other countries, including Tanzania and more recently last September in South Africa. It also now allows customers to transfer money internationally from their accounts to a Visa prepaid card without needing a bank account. That lifts a barrier many Africans have long faced in making purchases without cash outside their own countries. Nico Columbus, VOA News, Washington.